Please be seated. And good evening. And welcome to this Christmas Eve service. In these unusual circumstances, when I came to the church, it was warmer outside than in. So if you brought your wrap with you, keep it with you. If you thought, aha, this is summer extended, we'll have to warm you up in other ways. We're glad you're here. For those of you who I don't know, my name is Rich Robison. I am functioning as your interim pastor while Pastor Martha is recuperating from her health condition. And the word is she's doing very well, a little tired. Good reports from the doctor, and she still needs a little bit more rest, but everything seems to be satisfactory. So our prayers are being heard, and we're grateful for that, and grateful that she has this opportunity to take care of herself. You know, pastors are not real good about that. They like to take care of others, and sometimes they neglect themselves a little bit. So it's nice to be able to have this opportunity to minister to her. Our service tonight is a special service. It's modeled after the famous lessons and carols from King's Chapel, which if any of you were listening today to the BBC radio broadcast at 10 o'clock this morning, Boston time, 3 o'clock, London time, they did this year's version of the lessons and carols. You can go on their website and hear every year's program as well. What I've done with this service is simplified it for a congregation such as this. And so instead of having the big choirs singing to us, I am now preaching to the choir. For you have now been dubbed and become the choir of the evening, which means that we're going to sing familiar carols. We will hear some beautiful music. We will pray. We will be inspired, and at the end of the service, we will gather in a circle and pass the light of peace, the Christmas light. Everything is listed in the bulletin. One thing to pay attention to is that on some of the carols, we're only singing certain verses. So you might want to look at the numbers, if you can. And that works really well until we turn all the lights off. But when the lights go off, on the last page of your bulletin tonight is when the lights will be dimmed so that we can do the candles, and the words to Silent Night are printed for you. The last hymn, Joy to the World, we're going to sing the first verse only, and we're banking on the fact that there's enough people here who know it, and we'll sing loud enough that the people next to them who don't we'll be able to pick up the words. Will that work? Good. We'll learn from each other, we'll celebrate together, and we'll mark this very special occasion. Welcome to First Baptist Church in Malden. It's a wonderful, glorious place to be. We're glad you're here.
The call to worship. Please join me in unison. Read these words. God's love has been made known to us, for God has sent Christ into the world that all people might live. If God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God abides in us. Let us worship and seek to love.
Oh,
Let us pray together. O true light, O wonder of wonder, O you who have no beginning and end, enlighten us this night as you come again into our world. For our world is in need. Our people suffer. There are days that we wonder and are uncertain and afraid. But tonight we gather to find strength in our faith and hope in the power to become your children again. We, born of spirit, not of blood, not of will of flesh, not of the will of man, but born of you, O God, cast your light into our lives. Send your Son, the baby, the one that comes and lifts us, that we might be blessed, that we might stand humbly in awe at the wonder of your star. Accept our worship. Hear us as we pray. Hear us as we pray in the manner you taught us by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Over these weeks of Advent, we've been lighting one candle each Sunday in hope, in anticipation, in preparation for the glorious event that comes this night. Tonight, we light the Christ candle. For this is the night that we've been waiting for. The Advent wreath is now completed. For unto us a child is given, unto us a Savior is born. This is the promise of God.
This is from Isaiah 9, starting at chapter 9, verse 2 through verse 7. In the Pew Bible, it's page 604. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation, thou hast increased its joy. They rejoice before thee, as with joy at the harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod is of oppressor, thou hast broken on, as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle, tumult in every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will be this. Do this. That goes to reading.
Please remain seated as we sing.
Thank you. is the promise to Mary, and it's a reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no husband?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Gospel of Luke, reading out of chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. No, that's one. Sorry, Luke 1, 46 to 56. This is entitled in my Bible, Mary's Song. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things. But has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful, merciful to Abraham, his descendants forever. Mary stayed, and even as he said to our fathers, Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned to her home.
Seen the child, you
He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world knew him not. But to all who received him and believed in his name, he gave power to live as children of God. He gave power. That is what we discover tonight. This is the night of all nights. It's the time when we discover that God has given us power to live as God's children. When we watch the New Year's celebrations on TV, I'm always fascinated that somehow New Year's happens on the other side of the world before it does here for us. And then as you watch the clock during that 24-hour period, one by one country after another, the lights come on and the fireworks go off. And then finally, and how did we get on the other end of this here on the East Coast? We're waiting a long time, aren't we? But then if you lived in California, you wait even longer, much less Hawaii. But suddenly you begin to see that the movement of time moves across the earth and around it, until all have been touched with the power of that light, the power of a new year. Well, that's how I think of Christmas Eve. It's already Christmas Eve in other parts of our world. And slowly but surely, it's coming around. And when it gets to our midnight, we will be ready to celebrate and to feel the power. Christmas comes across the world, country by country, culture by culture, language by language, many peoples, many places, and yet one hope and one faith that unites us as God's people. Our traditions vary. If I were to have the privilege of asking each of you to share one of your special traditions or memories for Christmas, my impression is that it would be quite different from person to person. Some with very vivid memories of childhood, others perhaps not. But things that still stir our hearts and our souls. Different traditions, different customs, different backgrounds, but a clear message. Christ was born in Bethlehem. Friends have told me of some of their memories and traditions. One friend talked about having been in Zimbabwe and learned that one of their customs was that one family would provide a chicken to their neighbor. And then the neighbor would prepare the chicken and then return it to the giver. And the two families would come together on Christmas Eve to share the meal. Together. An ancient custom that became a Christmas tradition. And they would have a saying that said, Christ is born. Let us rejoice. Well, in Guatemala, somebody told me about one of their traditions. That during the whole month of December, Mary and Joseph are on a search for shelter. And so as they visit with each other from home to home, I am told that they share their food, but they turn away the Holy Family. And every time they gather, they turn away the Holy Family until Christmas Eve, when finally they can find their resting place. at midnight, when they gather and celebrate and share their gifts. And so the nativity scene comes alive on Christmas Eve. But they do something else, I'm told. They cover the baby, the image of the baby Jesus, for 12 more days in anticipation of the wise men coming. I dare say we've kind of morphed them all together up there. They all appear to show up on the same time in our custom. In India, children decorate their homes with paper streamers. A star is hung outside the house. It celebrates the arrival of Christmas Day. In some of the rural areas, like Nagaland and Manipur in the northeast corner, places where our friend Mar Imsong comes from, the families just visit each other and exchange fancy foods. They whitewash the walls of their homes and decorate them with floral designs. In Bethlehem, of course, we know many people today and tonight will stream to the grotto, to the place of the birth, and worship him from so many countries and traditions. We can go on and list, and I'm sure you have your own list of the things that are meaningful for you. And I know that as families come together, when you bring a new spouse into the family, sometimes the newcomer feels a little bit strange. What does this mean? We have to do what? And sometimes it creates a little bit of friction until the understanding grows, and then a few years go by and you look back and think, oh, that's always what I've enjoyed doing. Our traditions and customs vary and are different, but our message, the message of Christ, is the same. One faith, one hope, one light. The Christ child, the one who has come. What a night this is. People all over the world, different places, different customs, gathered in one holy name, because for God so loved the world, he gave God's only Son, and whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Thanks be to God for this night, for Christians everywhere searching for the Christ child, for this night to celebrate. Glory to God in the highest heaven. Christ, our Savior, is born. Amen.
This reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. At that time, Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the Roman Empire. When the first census took place, Quirinius was the governor of Syria. Everyone then went to register himself, each to his own hometown. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. He went to register with Mary, who was promised to him in marriage. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in cloths, and laid him in the manger. There was no room for them in the inn. These are the words of the Lord.
from Luke 2, verses 8 through 14. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be this sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
When the angels went away from them back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in the manger. When the shepherds saw him, they told them what the angel had said about the child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. Mary remembered all these things and thought deeply about them. The shepherds went back singing praises to God for all they had heard and seen. It had been just as the angel had told them.
The Spirit of God's gift to us, we offer ourselves unto God, and we give unto Him. I'll call upon the ushers to receive our Christmas offering.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, of incense, and of myrrh.
To see. The reading is from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 and verses 10 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He was in the world, and though the world was made through Him, the world did not recognize Him. He came to that which was His own, but His own did not receive Him. Yet to all who did receive Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. Children born not out of natural descent, nor by human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
So this is the place in our service where we're going to gather to light the candles. And judging by just looking out, I'm going to suggest that we invite the congregation to come and gather here in the front and stand side by side in a nice wide oval from side to side, if you can help us to do that. So I invite you to come and bring your candles. Then come right across the front, in front of the front pew. Folks, come in and gather. It will be a nice oblong here. So come down and join us and stand in the front. I know it's probably a little different, right? But different customs, one faith, one spirit. We got room for everybody this way? Come closer. You've been in the picture before, right, where they say squeeze in? Make room for everyone. You got okay down there? Tonight we pass the light of Christ.
Thank you.
So what do I want for Christmas? I want to kneel in Bethlehem, the air thick with alleluias, the angels singing that God is born among us. In the light of the star, I want to see them come, the wise ones and the humble. I want to see them come bearing whatever they treasure to lay at the feet of the one who gives us his life. What do I want for Christmas? To see that stable, the whole world kneeling in thanks for a promise kept, for new life, for in God's nativity we find our own. May God bless us in this holy night, for Christ is born in Bethlehem. Merry Christmas. In God's peace. Amen.